What you don't know is often much more important than what you do know as far as how things are going to turn out in life. I hope this video is really helpful for you the next time you're playing a video game or doing something at work or in a relationship to help give you peace of mind about whatever's going on. So what do I mean when I'm saying that what you don't know is often more important than what you do know? I'll give you an exact example in the League of Legends game, if you're watching this, that you're seeing right now. So what did the people on my team think they knew as far as how the game outcome was going? Well, they could see that I wasn't playing good. Therefore, they knew that Malphite was feeding, so to speak. They knew they had a player on their team who was dragging the team down, who wasn't having a very good game. So this often is enough to set people off and to make them sure they're going to lose, to have people raging and screaming and certain they know the outcome of the game. What they didn't know in this game was that there was going to be a guy on the other team who would go AFK. So even though I didn't play very good, by the end of the game, it would be 5-on-4. So if members of my team had known that, then there would be a great peace of mind. Well, it doesn't matter. We're going to have 5v4 at the end of the game. Now, obviously, you can't know what you don't know ahead of time. What you can do is realize that often you don't know the most important thing in terms of the outcome of something you're doing until it's just about to happen. What you can do is get so upset with what you do know that you end up creating the most important part of the outcome and often creating it in a bad way if you're getting frustrated with what's going on. If I don't know why the guy on the other team went away, he might have got mad at his teammates. I've played with people before, they got so mad at one teammate or another, they then quit and gave up. And they then guaranteed the outcome. How many times in life does that happen where we think or we get so mad about one thing that's happening that's going on that we can't control, that then whatever we do, whatever we end up doing actually is the most important part of the equation? I know with relationships, I used to do this a lot. I would go on and on about the other person or various things going on so much that then I would do something like drive off and not call for 4 days. And then through my actions, the very thing I was upset about actually came to be. In other words, the most important thing that I didn't know was the impact of what I was doing. Today, I'm grateful that I win a lot of games. I come out ahead a lot of times in life because I'm willing to have faith that I do my best based on the fact that often I don't know the most important thing. With a lot of the work I do online, I don't know the most important thing that's going to happen as a result of making this video. There might be one of you that's watching that this video ends up making some sort of exact sense to you, and then there's some action you take in your life based on it, based on your own self-knowledge you gain, that then comes out way better than it would have otherwise, and then that makes a big difference in your life, and then therefore ends up interacting and helping all of us out. Now, at the time of making this, I don't know how this video will be used or how it can be received or anything like that. What I do know is the purpose behind why I'm making it. I do know my intentions in making it right now. My intentions are to have it be useful, to be helpful. Those are my intentions. So the intentions I deliver in life often dictate what I get back. Now, if I made this video out there because I believed I was a better person than you and I needed to preach to you and tell you what to do, then those intentions would be self-inflation. To prove how great I am by showing you how screwed up your life is and how you can fix it. I realize that I'm an equal with you. I'm no better and no worse than you. So this is created out of me trying to talk about what I know and learn myself. And then if there's anything useful, you can pull from that with the understanding that this helps me as much as it could possibly help you. Just doing this is useful for my own life, and when I do my best, then things come out good. So take it back to a video game perspective. When you do your best for the team, regardless of what everyone else is doing, often you will then get the best outcome, because often the things you don't know then will become apparent. Like in this game, I easily could have raged and quit the game. I could have turned my computer off like I've done lots of times in the past. I would turn my Xbox off in the middle of a Call of Duty game, or I've turned it off in the middle of a lot of games on the computer. Then I would have ended up causing our team the loss, because I would have taken the action that made the most difference. I might have done that before the guy on the other team left and they might have got the win. Instead, I sat there just trying to do my best for the team, not getting upset, continually looking for ways to contribute, realizing that whatever I did in the past is secondary to whatever I'm doing right now. Whatever I do in the past should be educational to what I'm doing now, not more important. So when I've started the game out, I think I started this game out 0-5 maybe, and I ended up 3-7 with plenty of assists. When I'm sitting there 0-5, I have a fresh life where I have a fresh chance to contribute. The 0-5 is not more important than my chance to end up getting 3-7 at the end of the game and get that win. I'm now in a promotional series. This was a ranked game. I'm now in a promotional series because I won this game. So I'm grateful now that I'm not quick to jump to conclusions based on the few little things I do see. I've seen games before where I was certain we were going to lose based on the text chat in the lobby before the game even started. And somehow the other team played worse than we did. That was the most important thing to know. That no matter what I did, the other team was going to do worse as long as I didn't quit and give up on my character. So today, this gives me the ability. I have a pretty high win ratio in Call of Duty also, like 4-1. In League of Legends, I'm not a very good player, and yet I'm working my way slowly up the ranks because I rarely am the one who does something like go AFK or that forces the loss. I don't play very good sometimes. I'm rarely the one, though, that forces the loss through acting out and raging and quitting. So today, I also remember that as long as I am on the team, the odds of the other team having that happen are always greater. If I can be relied on, our team always has that as an advantage, even if I'm not playing that good. So I go about that in my entire life. If I can be relied upon in my marriage, our marriage is in pretty good shape. If I can be relied on as a friend, my friendships are in good shape. If I can be relied on as a parent, my daughter's in good shape. So I focus on realizing I don't know often what's most important about whatever outside of me is happening. My goal is to be reliable so that I can stick it out through whatever happens. Today I pray to remember that often I don't know the most important thing about whatever it is I'm doing. I pray that through this knowledge, I'm guided to have faith to simply be the most reliable I can be right here, right now. I pray that you have the same opportunity today to see how much there is you don't know about what's going on, and that gives you the ability to have faith and be reliable in whatever it is you're doing today. Thank you for watching this. I hope you have a great day.